For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Majorities in 12 rural eastern Oregon counties would rather live in Idaho, one of the most conservative states. A vote to secede just barely passed in agriculturally dependent Wallula County. Oregon native Rosalind Mock says Spokesfield Democratic lawmakers in the state capital, 400 miles away, don't understand their concerns.
There's been some work where we, quote unquote, engage with rural communities, but really we want a seat at the table.
Mock has moved back to Oregon after earning a master's in public policy. She says reviving the Office of Rural Policy, a victim of the Great Recession, could help bridge the divide.
It would increase rural capacity and improve the way our communities work with state and local government, while also rebuilding trust in our state government.
A vote to secede would need approval from both states and Congress. Start with fresh air and less traffic. Toss in biking, hiking, and access to water, and more people are moving to the northern Great Lakes. The far-flung parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota had more growth last year than the rest of rural America. Daily Yonder writer Sarah Malott speculates that since the pandemic, urban remote workers are seeking greener spaces.
People who can afford to choose where to live are probably going to choose a really beautiful location with lots of amenities.
In 2020 and 2021, the U.S. population grew at its lowest rate since 1900, and half of all counties lost people or stayed flat. But in Michigan, most counties grew. Malott says it may also be due to faster internet access, if the trend continues.
Rural counties in the region would grow by another 1.5 million residents by the next decade.
A rural Virginia county is joining other communities in honoring victims of racial injustice. Anya Slepian explains.
A coalition of citizens in Wise County has partnered with the nonprofit Equal Justice Initiative to erect memorials to victims of lynchings. The coalition's Preston Mitchell says they want to move the community forward by shining a light on some of America's darker moments.
This necessary conversation, this honest conversation, this telling of the truth is really the only way that that wound's going to heal.
Over 4,000 African Americans were lynched between the end of the Civil War and World War II. Sia Sane, with the Equal Justice Initiative, says folks have put up 75 monuments commemorating victims of racial terror in the past 8 years.
We were really interested in bringing the history to life by connecting with communities.
I'm Anya Slepian.
America's newest federal holiday, Juneteenth, celebrates June 19th, when the last enslaved people in Texas learned they were free in 1865. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.